It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, August 13th, 2021. And in honor of Friday the 13th, today's word is triskaidekaphobia, which is a fear or superstition surrounding the number 13. Well, we have 25 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds 5 knots, wind waves from the southwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, northwest swells 5 feet at 11 seconds, widespread dense fog early in the morning and then patchy fog in the afternoon. And today, we will be hearing the final installment in my interview with Dan Seeley. He is a cargo hold inspector who works in the Astoria Anchorage. So let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders, we have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 11 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the New Inspiration. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She probably will be there at about 11, or probably will depart from the Astoria anchorage. No, let me get this right. She's arriving in the Astoria Anchorage around 11 a.m. TGIF, and will be picking up wheat eventually upriver. The Pacific Cypress is arriving from Honolulu, from Hawaii. Will probably be in the passing Astoria around 11 a.m., and she will be maybe noonish, and she will be in Vancouver at about 6 p.m. The Seamaster is arriving from San Francisco. She is headed for Rainier's Anchorage, and I think she'll probably be going to the port of Longview, but I'm not sure yet. So 5:30 p.m. past Astoria, maybe, I don't know, about 3.5 hours up there to Longview. The Nord Indian is arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be in the Astoria area there, in the Anchorage area, around 7 p.m. She'll be going upriver to the port of Portland to pick up potash eventually. And the Ikuchi Island is arriving from Crockett. She's headed for the Longview Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m., and she will be in the Longview Anchorage by about 3 a.m. on Saturday. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Lucky Loong. She's headed up to Vancouver at about 11 o'clock this morning. She'll be there about 5 p.m. in Vancouver picking up wheat. Ships that are awaiting orders are the Martin Island, the Star Monica, the JAL Kalparatu, the Angela, the Great Talent, the ND Armonia, the YM Summit, and the Pride of America is that big cruise ship that is at the port of Astoria. And had a listener question about that ship and why, even though she's sitting at the dock, it seems like her engines are running. There's kind of a lot of noise around the ship there from what sounds like the engines on. Why would the engines be on when she's sitting at the dock? And that is not her operating engines, but her her generators, which do burn diesel fuel. In general, I believe, are generally ships, that's what keep those generators going, that unless the ship has shoreside power, and I don't know that that is the case at the port of Astoria, where the ship can come in and plug into shoreside power, it needs to run those generators to keep the systems going on the ship, because the ship is like a small town. It's got people on board. They need heat. They need electricity. They need running water. They need to cook and make food. And they so the environmental systems on board the ship still need to be running while they are sitting at the dock. And that means that that all the ships out there in the anchorage are also, too, are running generators to keep those power systems going, even though they are not moving through the water. Well, today I want to continue my interview with Dan Seeley. He's a cargo hold inspector who works on ships in the Astoria Anchorage. One of the things that I've talked with people about over the years on the Ship Report is the language barrier on board ships. The ships that come in here are generally foreign flag. That means that the people on board are from other countries. And even though, as in aviation, in the maritime industry, the international language is, in theory, English, not everyone on board can speak English well enough to converse the way they might need to. So here is Dan Seeley talking about what he does when someone isn't quite fluent enough in English for them to understand what he's trying to communicate to them.
All the time. Now, most of the crews speak English. The crews are generally here that come in here are Greek, Filipino, Russian, Ukrainian, and Chinese. Occasionally other countries, but for the most part, that's what you're going to find. And Most of the Filipino crews speak very good English, certainly better than my Filipino. We're lucky we have with the National Cargo Bureau, most of their agents are Filipino. They're retired captains. And they are helpful if we have some language barriers. We have one NCB agent that is Chinese, and he speaks obviously fluent Chinese, which helps. And if everything all breaks down, you can't talk, I pull out my phone and I fire up Google Translate and use that. Yeah, most of the time you can get through. But if you find yourself where they just don't understand, then yeah, you go, hang on just a second. You type it in, and they, oh, okay. And then they will generally answer in English. Their understanding of what you put on there, or you can tell, they'll say, hey, okay, we need this area swept, or we need this clean. You type that in specifically, and then they'll, oh, okay, and then they'll start ordering somebody to start doing that, and then, you know, okay, they got through, they understand. So it's a challenge sometimes, but it's not insurmountable at all.
And that was Dan Seeley. He's a cargo hold inspector who works in the Astoria Anchorage on ships, inspecting them to make sure the cargo holds are suitable to accept cargo. And so we've been hearing in my interview with him all week. Thanks so much to Dan Seeley for telling us about his work. It's just very interesting when I can to get people to tell us about what's happening out there on the ships. Another one of these professions that we would never know was happening. I'm always amazed when I see the ships go by and how from the shore they seem to be rather silent. You see no people on board. It's almost like a giant creature has come into the river under its own power. But there are people on board doing very important jobs, including marine pilots who keep things safe. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.